Did you go to chapter 6? Where we are right now, and looking at chapter 6, we're right at the near end of Moses' ministry. They're camped by the Jordan River, and Moses will very soon be dying. And Moses takes the children of Israel right up to the Jordan River, but it's going to have to be Joshua to take them in. Alright, beginning with verse 1. Now these are the commandments, the statutes, the judgments, which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land, whether you go to possess it. So everything that Moses is giving the children of Israel is to prepare them for going into the land of Canaan, to possess it. But not only for the land of Canaan, but the land that we're entering into also. Verse 2, that you might fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and all his commandments which I command you, you and your son's son, all the days of your life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Verse 3, hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with you, and that you may increase mightily, as the Lord God of the fathers has promised thee, in the land that flows with milk and honey. And whenever it gives that description of the land that flows with milk and honey, it's talking about something more than just Canaan. It is talking about our heavenly home that we're looking forward to. Verse 4, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. Oh, man. Lord, help us to do that. I can only speak for myself, but I have failed on that so many times. We must love the Lord with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our might. And these words which I command you this day shall be in your heart. Now, there is a promise. The words that I command you this day shall be in your heart. And you shall teach them diligently unto your children. Now, everybody has missed it on this. Thou shalt teach them diligently unto your children. You shall talk of them when they sit in the house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. Teach them diligently to your children. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they should be at frontlets between your eyes. What is the place between your eyes a type of? Yeah, that should focus you. In verse 9, you shall write them upon the post of your house. And it shall be when the Lord your God shall have brought thee into the land which he swore unto your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou built not, and houses full of good things which thou fillest not, and wells dig when thou diggest not, vineyards, olive trees, which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten to the full. Then beware, lest you forget the Lord, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. Have this one underlined. Beware, lest you forget. And it's so easy to do that. So easy to forget the Lord which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. It's a strange thing. God brought him out of Egypt. He worked miracle after miracle after miracle. And yet Israel would forget him so easily. Verse 13, thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him, and shall swear by his name. You shall not go after other gods, of the gods of the people which are round about you, for the Lord thy God is a jealous God among you. He's a jealous God among you. Lest the anger of the Lord thy God be kindled against you and destroy you from off the face of the earth. You shall not tempt the Lord your God as you tempted him in Massa. Anybody know what that is? That's when they were griping and complaining about not any water, and God brought water out of the rock. Verse 17, you shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God. Now that's what you were taught about, being intense. Diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, and his testimonies, and his statutes, which he commanded you. And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with you, and that there, that you may go in and possess the good land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. I take that as a promise, a provision. That's a provision. Thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord. He's not asking you to do that. He's saying, this is what you're going to do. You're going to do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord. Verse 19, to cast out all thine enemies from before thee, as the Lord has spoken. Where are those enemies found?
Within ourselves.
Verse 20, and when your son asks you in time to come, saying, what mean these testimonies and the statutes and the judgments which the Lord our God hath commanded you? Then thou shalt say unto thy son, we were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. We had our own personal Egypt too, and the Lord has brought us out of it. Verse 22, the Lord showed signs and wonders great and sore upon Egypt, upon Pharaoh, upon all the household before our eyes. And check out verse 23. He brought us out from thence that he might bring us in to give us the land which he swore unto our fathers. He brought us out to bring us in. He brought me out of the assemblies of God, and he brought me out many times since then of different things. He's bringing me out of my old life in order to bring us into him. He brought us out from thence that he might bring us in to give us the land which he swore unto our fathers. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God, for our good always, that he might preserve us alive, as it is at this day, and it shall be our righteousness, if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God, as he hath commanded us. I don't know that I care about those ifs. If we observe to do all his commandments. Oh, we're going to, Lord. But you're going to bring us in. Chapter 7, verse 1. When the Lord thy God shall bring thee into the land, whither you go to possess it, and has cast out many nations before you, the Hittites, the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusite, seven nations greater and mightier than thou art. Verse 2, when the Lord thy God shall deliver them before thee, thou shalt smite them, utterly destroy them, thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor show mercy unto them. He's talking about the enemies we have that are within us. Don't make a covenant with them, show them no mercy. Failed on that many times. Neither shall you make marriages with them. Thy daughter thou shalt not give unto his son, nor his daughter shalt thou take unto thy son. For they will turn away thy son from following me, that they may serve other God. So will the anger of the Lord be kindled against you, and destroy you suddenly. But this, in verse 5, this shall you deal with them. You shall destroy their altars, break down their images, cut down their groves, burn their graven images with fire. 6 and 7 are important. For thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God has chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. And look at verse 7. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people. for you were the fewest of all people. But because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondage. I got that highlighted because I felt like that was a very important verse. You are a holy people unto the Lord your God. The Lord your God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all people. But because the Lord loved you, because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers. Let's look at chapter 8 a little bit. All the commandments which I command you this day shall you observe to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your father. The entire ministry here is to prepare them to go in to possess that which God said is to be there. Verse 2, thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee, to prove you, and to know what was in your heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments.